If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
You know what it's like. It's tough. Andrea Warrock is the consumer finance and budgeting expert that... Andrea, did you coin the term spaving?
No, I can't take credit for that. I had heard it in the past and can't remember where, but I definitely think it's a great way to explain the, you know, issue that a lot of us experience when shopping.
Yes, exactly. Someone just said when you save 10 cents a gallon at Costco and then spend 100 in the store, or the $1.50 hot dog at Costco and you spend 150 in the store, that's kind of an extreme, but explain what spaving means.
Right. Well, spaving is the act of buying to save or shopping to save when you spend money to get a good deal. And what we see happening is that, you know, there are so many sales around and people can't resist the sale. So they take advantage of a deal in front of them, you know, but if you're spending money on something you really don't need or weren't planning to buy, it's whether it's on sale for 50, 70, 80% off, you're still spending money at the end of the day.
And retailers employ psychologists and psychiatrists to help develop their marketing campaigns because they know this stuff works on us, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's a reason why companies spend a lot of money on their marketing campaigns. And just their marketing strategy. They know the way they release the sales, using specific terms like limited time only or today only, by also placing merchandise on sale in certain positions in the store and how they lure you in. You know, there's strategy behind it. And at the end of the day, they just want you to spend money and they want to get you into the store or onto their site. And every time they get you there, they have a lot of different things going on to get you to buy something you probably weren't planning to.
You know what? When I was Googling some stuff before our conversation, you know, why people spend money they don't have or why they spend money to save money, one of the top ads on Google said top five debt relief programs. See how much money you can save. So even the people who are trying to get you out of debt are telling you how to save money or using it as a lure to get you to choose them.
Right. They know that money is a big source of stress. And by tapping into, you know, that emotion and the struggle that a lot of people are dealing with, that does, you know, that it's taking advantage of people in a sense. And I think just being aware is definitely the first step towards understanding what's happening and making and getting around it and trying to prevent yourself from falling for these tricks, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I want you to give us some tips in just a second. This is Andrea Warrock, a consumer finance and budgeting expert. We're talking about spaving. That is the act of spending money to save money. Somebody said, Lisa, I used to say I'm going broke saving money at Costco. That's from CJ. Another said, you know, my wife goes to CVS every day to buy stuff that we don't need because they send her great coupons. Okay. I got to say, I'm guilty of that, too. I'm part of their program, and I'm like, hey, I can save $10 today. What do I need to go in there and get to save my $10? And perhaps it's not something I needed to begin with. So what are some tips to keep us from going down this road?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, assessing your budget and then assessing your spending and actually looking at where your dollars go. I think a lot of us, you know, are just kind of on autopilot going about our day-to-day life, and we're not really looking at where our money is going. I mean, how many of us are saying, okay, I just got paid and all of it's gone? So you really need to just assess it. Look at how much you've spent at Amazon, at these different retailers, just by digging through your credit card reward or your credit card program, your bank statements, and just seeing how much money goes towards these different retailers is kind of the first step to be a little bit eye-opening. Okay, what did I really buy? How much thousands of dollars spent in just a few months maybe at all these different stores? And then different things that you can do to, you know, prevent yourself from buying things you don't need. Number one, unsubscribe from those store newsletters. Unsubscribe from any text alerts. I also say delete apps like those different store app, deal apps on your phone, or turn off those push notifications that are alerting you to the latest new sale. It's also a good idea to delete payment information that you have stored in online accounts like Amazon. I mean, how easy is it to buy something without a thought with one click buying, one tap of your finger? If you have to go get your credit card, that's going to give you more time to rethink that purchase and get over that initial excitement of a deal. And then a few other things that I do, pay attention to which stores trigger you to buy things you don't need. I mean, I think we've all seen the memes out there about Target going in for toilet paper or diapers and then walking out with a $300 bill. You know, maybe you just don't go into the stores that cause you to buy things you don't need. And instead, you could always order online, choose curbside pickup as an option to avoid the temptations in store.
That's so true, because the minute you walk in Target, right there, they've got those $1 and $3 items that you just can't walk by because you're like, well, I need that little pumpkin made out of felt. when you really don't.
Okay, I've even fallen for that. So I know it's true. They're so cute and they seem so cheap. But every time you do that, if you do that a few times a week, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars at the end of the year. So it really is just a waste. And a couple other little things I like to do is I like to think about each purchase. And there's actually some psychology that goes into the concept of touching items and putting them into your cart. So unless you've actually thought it through, don't even touch anything. Don't even put it into your cart. Wait until the end of the shopping trip. Are you still thinking about it? Have you realized you probably don't need it? Or if you really do, then, you know, maybe do your research, compare prices. But there were studies done that showed that when people touch items or try it on, they kind of have a sense of ownership with it and a connection with it, and they're more likely to buy it. So that's another little strategy to remember.
Interesting. And I do like your tip about taking your credit card information off of your online retailers that you shop with, because you're right. If you've got a, you're going to get distracted. The kids are going to distract you, the dog, you've got dinner on the stove or something. And if you take away the one click shopping, I think it'll make it easier to save money.
Exactly. And then even just think about some other spending triggers. Are you oftentimes buying things because of your emotions when you're feeling bad after a, you know, maybe a bad day at work? Or are you buying yourself something as a reward for landing a new client or something good that happened? You know, there's other ways to deal with your emotions other than spending money. And so just tapping into that and understanding that could help you, you know, just make better buying decisions in those moments.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You could have told me that you coined the term spaving, because I had not heard about it until I read about you. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a happy holiday season.
Thank you. Andrea Warrock, she's a consumer finance and budgeting expert. Spaving is the act of spending to save money, because, you know, it's a deal and you can't miss out on it. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.